We're in Simin Tov Nun in Hilchas Pesach. We're up to Siv Beis, and we will be doing Sifim Beis in Gimel. Yisrael Shemakabel Meini Yehudi Beribis Kikros Bechol Shavua. A Jew that lent a non-Jew money, and the stipulation is that in return for this loan, the non-Jew pays interest. That interest is in the form of loaves of bread. So Yomer Lo Kodma Pesach Sheit Lo B'Shavua Shal Pesach Kemachol Maaz. He should ask him that for the week of Pesach, instead of giving him loaves of bread, he should give him flour or money. The Kaven Shehisna Yimokach. Once you made such a stipulation, Aval Pishachar Pesach Noslo Kikros Chametz, even though after Pesach he gives you loaves of bread, Chalifei Kemach Vamos Heim Veshari. They are in place of the flour or the money that you would ask for, and therefore they're not considered. Therefore, not considered Chametz of HaPesach. Now, if you didn't tell him. If you don't tell him before Pesach that this Pesach that you should give him a flour, why is this chametz shavul of a Pesach? He's paying you after Pesach because we're afraid that as soon as the non-Jew sets it aside, it's as if the Jew was already zoche in the chametz. Now this halach is alechatchila b'diyeved. It's clear the Jew was not zochet. With what should he have acquired it? It was all sitting in the hands of the non-Jew the entire time. The non-Jew had intentions of giving it. That's not what makes it chametz of Pesach. B'diyeved, therefore, even if he told him nothing, the halacha is that it's mutter. Now, the Taz says that if you lent this to him for a set amount of time, and that he cannot pay money, he's got to pay back the bread. So there he says that this idea that before Pesach you tell him, you know, this week I don't want kikros. He says because he becomes meshubit to you, since that was the initial stipulation, whatever it is that he's got, the loaves of bread, they actually become yours. Now there are this is the Taz Shita. There are those who argue with the Taz. And even according to the Taz, if at the time you borrowed the money, you told him that you borrowed the loaves, you told him that this is what you're going to do, then it's mutter. But the Mishnah Berurah writes that if the non-Jew wasn't maskim to what he said, then the halach is like the Taz, and the halach will be that if he cannot pay you with money, he's got to pay you with actual loaves of bread. Then it's as if the bread is yours already. Siv Gimel Yisrael Veni Yudi Sheisham Tana B'Shutfisa. A Jew and non-Jew that together own an oven. Omer La'ini Yehudi Kodem HaPesach Tol Ata Shal Pesach Vanieta La'Karkach. So he has to tell. He can tell the non-Jew. He can tell him, "You take those of Pesach, and I'll take the ones afterwards." Now here it's different than Siv Beis, because here if he didn't tell him, then after Pesach you cannot even take money in place of your chelik, because really you were zocher in loaves of bread. Now some hold that if you tell him you take Pesach and I will take the amount of loaves of the amount of loaves that you have on Pesach, I'll take money. So the halachi is that you therefore want the loaves of bread, because it's through them that you're going to determine how much money you're going to get. So it's as if you want those loaves of bread to last, in which case you're also nana from chametz on Pesach. The right thing to do is just sell your share in the oven to the non-Jew over the entire Pesach for a set amount of money. There should not be any shaila that the oven is going to grant you a right to chametz over Pesach.